Maximizing your return on investment. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Advanced Agrilytics. The value of a farmer's return on investment isn't always just dollars and cents. It can actually come in multiple different forms. And this Managing for Profit, Brian DeBoard with Advanced Agrilytics, talks about how they can use a farmer's existing assets combined with data analytics to deliver long-term profitability. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
This is a big deal. Now at healthcare.gov, millions more people can afford health coverage. Due to the COVID relief law, 4 out of 5 customers can get a plan for under $10 a month with financial help. From doctor visits to preventive services to prescription drugs, these are quality plans. You can do this. You can have coverage as soon as August 1st if you sign up now at healthcare.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
In any business, the bottom line matters. Brian DeBoard with Advanced Agrilytics says that's why it's so important to help farmers maximize their return on investment. But he says they're not just after dollars and cents.
ROI can come in many fashions, dollars and cents, as you mentioned, time saved for the farmer. You know, a farmer today has a ton of decisions to make. They have to make marketing decisions. They have to make input decisions, and et cetera. You know, having a precision agronomist that will be in the farmer's fields, identifying underlying issues and reporting back to that farmer is very important. And this will also be valuable in making decisions in the future years as well to help us continue to grow and alleviate challenges within that operation.
He tells Brownfield they work to leverage a farmer's existing technology and equipment and pair it with data insights to deliver results and position farmers for long-term profitability.
How do we manage and be more efficient for the grower? ROI, the decisions the grower makes today, there's a lot of them, right? Marketing, input decisions, and we can help alleviate some of that pressure on the farmer by being there as a service provider in what we do at Advanced Agrilytics.
And DeBoard says it's one of the reasons they can focus on solving problems instead of treating symptoms.
In agriculture today, the symptoms are treated, where at Advanced Agrilytics, we really dig into a granular level to understand what the root cause is and address the root cause, which then, you know, alleviates symptoms and the problems in the future.
He says they want to improve yield, but that's not the only focus. In fact, they take a more holistic approach to increasing profitability.
Yield is an outcome. It's a data point that the farmer uses at the end of the year to determine if he was successful or if he didn't meet his expectations. Advanced Agrilytics takes a more holistic view, and we focus on increasing profitability.
DeBoard says they measure a farmer's success in a multitude of ways, but those proof points don't look the same for everyone.
And proof points are going to look different farmer by farmer, farm by farm, and field by field. Some farmers, it's quantifiable, not only in yield gain, but also in efficiency and input utilization.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Advanced Agrilytics.